This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Well, we are building a mountain of food in Portland and Merrickville this weekend as the RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food campaign rolls into those towns. Joining me to talk about it from the Portland Food Bank is manager Louise Martin. Hello, Louise. Welcome.
Hello, Bob. Thank you.
First question I'm going to ask you is, how has the past year been? I mean, we have seen food prices soaring for the past couple of years, but it seems to have been really ratcheted up with the cost of everything just sort of going up last year.
Yeah, no, this year, 2023, has been a crazy year. So we have seen an increase in 30% of family needing help because everybody in the same boat. We all feel those food prices. So we went from 21 families to 27. And then when we look at our books and things like that, with the extra demand of family and the high prices of food, our costs are 60% more than last year. So that really hurts everybody.
And I think it's important, we've mentioned this with the other food banks as well, like, yes, demand goes up, but it also gets harder to get the product into your food bank because of those costs. You face the same cost pressures that we do, just at a different scale.
Yes, we do. And even for us in Portland, we're a small rural outfit, and we don't have major grocery stores in the village. I'm always amazed how the Portland community is supportive. And up to these, all the past years, we have managed on our own. But this year, with an increase of 60%, I'm asking for additional help from the major grocery stores who are, because that's where we spend 70% of our budget, is buying the food.
Absolutely. Now, do you just serve Portland, or is there a bit of a...
Well, we're located in Portland, but we do go a little bit outside. Well, we do provide food also for some people in Newborough. We also had people that been with us one period, because this food bank was one of the first food bank in the Rideau Lake. We were at the Chantry office many years ago. We've been in operation since 1985.
Wow.
So... Well, I don't have clients since 1985, but there are some clients that lives more in the rural. And because we have created a link with them and contacts, they feel more comfortable, and so do we do. But now with the high demands, and we are more networking with other food banks, if somebody from an area where there is a local food bank, we send them there first. There's sometime reason, it could be food allergies and things like that, that then we will talk among the food bank, and then we say, okay, yes, we will agree. But one of the conditions to be a client of one of the Rideau Lake food bank is that you do not use other food bank.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, it's the pressure, and it's just because it's limited access we have to funds.
What about the type of people who have been coming in over the past year? Are you seeing different walks of life than you would have in years past?
We have a higher percentage of seniors, because seniors, and I know I'm one of them now, our income is fairly fixed. And with those prices, it really hurts to make ends meet. So we have more, and we have families that have, we have three families that have four children. Those people are working, but they're low income, and four kids, and especially two of those families, they're half of them are teenagers, and need more than adults. And the other advantage of the Portland Food Bank is that we are also located with the co-op clothing cooperative. So our clients, when they come and see us, we are open twice a month on the first and the third Tuesday. When they come and see us, visit us, they are entitled to a bag of clothing at no charge. And as you know, children from one season to the other, to the next year, the clothes don't fit. So that's really a big help.
Absolutely. I have a four-year-old at home, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, they're lovely, but they grow like weeds sometimes.
Yes, they certainly do. Yeah, so it's quite the broad areas of need that you're meeting. Let's talk a little bit more specifically now about this coming Saturday. You're going to be at the LCBO and RBC from 9 until 2. Probably a little bit beyond.
No, we're 9 to 12. After that, you move to Merrickville.
Yes.
They move to Merrickville. So, yeah, we're there from 9 to 12.
Oh, okay.
Because we're outside. So, 3 hours outside is
enough. So, I apologize. I must have forgotten the one there. So, 9 till 12 at the LCBO and RBC. What are you looking for in donations this weekend?
We accept anything. It was especially we need dry goods because our food bank does not have access to a fridge or freezer. So it's mostly dry goods. But anything from peanut butter, honey, canned fruit, canned meats, canned vegetables, pasta, sauce, hot cereals, cold cereals, everything will help. Also, we gladly appreciate cash donation, check, not just cash, but donation in terms of money, because it provides us an opportunity to buy what we need, especially when they are on sale. And because we are under the umbrella of the Portland United Church, any donation over $20 will receive a tax receipt.
Okay. That is wonderful. Now, if people can't make it down there, but they would like to donate, maybe they're in the Portland area, how would they go about doing so?
Well, they can. There's several ways. They can do e-transfer, if they prefer. It seems to be the way now. And the address would be Donate Portland United Church, all one word, at kingston.net. And in the memo field, we asked that they put for the Portland Food Bank, and it's important that they include their name and address so therefore we can issue a tax receipt after that. Or check. They can either drop them, come and see us and drop them, or mail them at the Portland Food Bank, Post Office Box 251 Portland, and the postal code is KOG1VO. Or online using credit card, it's through the EPP-UCC.com, and you click on Donate Today, and it's via the Canada Helps, and the information is there. And that will automatically issue a tax receipt.
Louise Martin, thank you so much for that. We are going to shift our focus now to Merrickville. And joining me now on the line, Sue Wilkes with the Merrickville Lions Club Food Hamper Program. Hello, Sue. Oh, are you there? Oh, hang on 1 second. Hi, I think I have you now.
Okay, good.
Welcome. Anyway, Sue, appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the program and how long it's been. Give us a little bit of a history lesson, if you could.
Our hamper program we're in our 34th year. And we have, with the help of the firefighters and the Legion, who helped us start the program, we started out with about probably 35 hampers. And now we're expecting to do about 80 this year.
Is that a big increase from last year, the 80 this year?
We did 74 last year, so it's a fairly big increase.
Tell us a little bit about the hampers themselves. What are you putting in there?
Well, in the hampers, they have a selection of either a turkey or a ham, and we have a generous person who's also donated some chickens. They come with, of course, all the fixings for a full turkey, potatoes, onions, carrots. We have dessert. And then we have all kinds of dry goods, pastas and soups, vegetables. We basically probably have enough food in the hamper for about 4 or 5 days. And we also collect toys for the families who have children.
That's amazing. So it's really, it you say 4 days, it's really covering off a good chunk of the holidays for them. They can just take this and it must ease their minds.
Yes, and we have this year, we have increased the size of the potatoes and the onions and the carrots that we're giving them. We also give them some nice apples too. So we're really look, you know, hoping to fill those hampers up and give them as much as we can. We have some toiletries as well that go in for, you know, for adults and children.
Now, of course, the big question is, where does it all come from? You must have a very responsive community there in Merrickville.
We have a tremendous community. Dennis of our food market, he puts bags together in his store that people can purchase. We just had Christmas in Merrickville, and we had some donations dropped off, but the big donations will be coming with Mountain of Food this coming Saturday.
Absolutely, and that is obviously a big day. It is taking place, as you mentioned, this Saturday from 1 till 4 at the aforementioned food market, right?
That's right. When we'll, all Lions will be out in all force to take all the donations.
That is exciting. And what are you looking for as far as donations go the day of?
It's dry goods, basically, so pastas, soups, such things as tuna, peanut butter. Those two are big ask for thing. Pastas, pasta sauce. Anything that's a dry good and non-perishable item. We also accept cash or check donations as well.
Excellent. And yeah, those non-perishables, they go so far. I would imagine the cash donations allow you to fill in a few gaps that you may have as you're putting together these 80 hampers.
Yes, it does. And prices have steadily increased in the price of turkeys and hams and, of course, everything from the last couple of years. So even with the toys that we collect, we have an angel tree that's in our little mall there where people can drop off a gift, but we also have to go out and subsidize and get some. So we have our Lion Liz is our toy person, and she's been out there all year collecting great items for the kids.
That is exciting, and it's just such a wonderful thing that you and your whole team of volunteers are doing to make this happen. The Lions Club certainly enjoy giving back to the community, don't you?
We certainly do, and this is one of our favorite programs, is the Hampers at Christmas.
I bet. No doubt about it. And you said it was how many years that you've been doing it now?
34 years.
Wow, that's incredible. It really is. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much. We have such an amazing community, you know.
Absolutely, and we keep hearing that time and time again as we talk to the different food banks and organizations like yours as we do build that mountain of food. It is incredible. We live in a great part of the world, don't we?
We certainly do, and it's a big thank you to Mountain of Food.
Yeah.
Because they have been coming in 4 or 5 years, I think, and it's just been amazing to have them there, and it's made people aware and make sure that they come in and give their donations. So
absolutely. Well, Sue, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. We look forward to our next conversation, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a Merry Christmas.
And to you as well. Sue Wilkes with the Merrickville Lions Club, their food hamper program, ahead of this week's stops for the RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food. Now, here's where we'll be. Portland, 9 a.m. until noon in front of the RBC and the LCBO. And then in Merrickville, they will be at the Merrickville Food Market, as you just heard, from 1 until 4. So come on out and see us. Make a donation. The results so far from this year's RCL Build a Mountain of Food have been staggering. They've just been wonderful. We hope to keep that momentum going. Now, tomorrow on In Focus, we welcome Erin Lee, who is the Executive Director of Lanark County Iredreville House. She will be talking about two vigils that are taking place to mark the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women, which is coming up on Wednesday. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.